Do any other animals display the utility of cows? They are beef and the source of many delicious recipes. And the range of products produced from cow squirts is a whole thing called dairy. Atticus says I should say milk instead of cow squirts because humans might find it a bit icky. But he also won't explain why, so I'm sticking to cow squirts until I get an explanation. Cows are also leather, for jackets and footballs and upholstery and those chewy rawhide strips Atticus won't give me because he says I make a mess. But he doesn't understand that the mess is part of what makes them so dang good. Cows are amazing. If you thought I was going somewhere with that, I wasn't. Sometimes I just think about food, and it makes me happy, so that's reason enough to share. I don't need a plot. Except Braticus says I need a plot. Luckily, I have one of those, but it doesn't let me think about food as much as I'd like. So I'm gonna share some food stuff, but not food stuffs, every so often to keep myself happy. Because what happened was very sad. There were these sausages, you see. Perfectly good sausages. And no one ate them. Plus, there were some dead people. I'll let you decide which was more important. I know my answer. The sadness began in the main chunk of Australia, rather than the part where we live now, which is Tasmania. Radicus had taken Starbuck and me up there, and we found a demon and a fire and some monsters in the mountains and got hardly any food. I mean, sure, we got some nice pets from people, and we got promises that we'd get some great sausages later from some visiting Scottish people, but we didn't get anything crammed into our meat holes. Radicus says I should just say we didn't eat anything, but he won't explain that either, so I'm gonna insist that my meat hole needs to be filled with footlongs until he tells me why it's wrong. After our adventures, we boarded an overnight ferry from Melbourne to Tasmania, and Atticus's new girlfriend, Rose Badgley, picked us up at the terminal, or dock, or whatever it's called. This was on a Friday morning, which is important because it was that Friday night that everything got sad. But Rose was very happy to see us, because we've been gone for 17 years, or whatever, some unit of time I can't grasp, except that it was long enough for her to miss us. She almost tackled Atticus when she hugged him, and she made lots of kissy noises, and that got Starbuck excited, and he started to hump her leg, and I thought that was pretty funny. Eventually, she knelt down and gave me a hug around the neck and kissed my cheek and made high-pitched, happy squeaks like she always does when she gives us love. And she got Starbuck to calm down and accept attention with only some minor twitching, aided by a stern mental warning from Radicus.
What happened to you?
She asked me, noticing some bald spots where some of my fur had singed off.
The fire in the Blue Mountains,
Atticus said.
Connor, you said you were going to help put it out, not send the dogs into it.
She calls him Connor because that's the name he uses with other humans nowadays. But I still call him Atticus.
We did help, and Oberon's going to be fine. His coat will be all sleek and shiny again in no time.